The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
A rich guy owned a slave. He called him useful because he thought he was useless. That's like calling your slave lucky. Anyway, useful ran away. He met Paul, converted, was baptized, became a Christian. Now, around that time, Paul was in prison. Let me tell you a little bit about a Roman prison. Romans don't give prisoners food, water, clothing, or medicine. They have to get that from the outside. So useful was very useful to Paul during this time. But then Paul made a move that no one expected him to do. He sent useful back to his master, who thought he was useless. But he didn't send him back alone. He sent him back with a letter. And in the letter, he invites the master, the owner, to take on the role of the father of the prodigal son. So in the letter he says, "You see Onesimus, useful, your slave, you run to him. When you run to him, you put your arms around him because you're so happy to have him back. And then you put sandals on his feet because slaves, as we know, are not allowed to have sandals. And then put a ring on his finger because a ring means that he's part of your family. And then kill the fatted calf and have a big feast, banquet, to show how much you're so happy to have him back." Paul said, if you do this, for the first time in your life, you'll experience what it's like to be that father, to be God. And it'll be wonderful. Yesterday was my birthday. I'm 65 years old. And one of the... Oh, thank you. One of the bad things about having a birthday on September 6th is that it's... And when you're growing up, is because all your presents have got to do with school. You get pants, you get shirts and underwear, pencil boxes and all kinds of school stuff, notebooks. But this one year, my mother bought me a bike for my birthday. I was the only kid in my block to have a 3-speed bike. It was great. And after I polished it up and I polished the chrome, I took a step back and took one last long look at this beautiful bike. And then I gave it to my brother. Many years later, somebody asked me, how come your mother didn't make you take it back? He said, because my mother knew that she wanted me to experience what it was like to be really, really generous. And she knew that I lost the bike, but she knew that I would get something much better in return. A new best friend. So here's my point. If you ever have the chance to live one of Christ's facets of his life, his mercy or his generosity, if you ever have a chance to live it, take it. Take that opportunity. It'll be the greatest experience.